This is Crush on Ice by Krauss. We're going to have a chat with Krauss on the other side of this about the brand new album. Very stunning record. You're on BFM Breakfast. That is Crush on Ice by Krauss, and we've got Krauss on the line. Kia ora, how are you this morning?
Kia ora, Rachel. I'm great. How are you?
Good. It's so nice to chat with you. Congratulations on your excellent new record, Fire, Water, Air, Krauss, all the four elements. How's it going?
It's going good. It's a real relief to finally have it out. It's been delayed due to vinyl pressing delays, so it feels really good to finally have people be able to hear it.
It must be nice to also have it on a nice piece of wax. What was the process of getting that ready for you like?
I actually, when I finished recording it early last year, I literally just tweeted, "Who wants to put out my next record?" and Soft Abuse put their hand up. It's a label from Minneapolis who I've worked with a little bit before. And he took care of the whole thing, but as people might know, there's been real backlogs in vinyl manufacturing, so it's been like probably at least a year I've been kind of sitting around sort of waiting, and there's been delays and delays, so yeah, it's really great to finally have it.
It is a beautiful record. I can't stop listening to it. It's very otherworldly, like you've created a sort of fissure into a different space-time continuum or something with this one. Tell us a wee bit about the process you were working through for creating this, because I know you have a lot of different ways that you make your different projects. What was the kind of, I guess, concept behind this record?
Well, I mean, I'm not really an artist who like kind of starts out an album project with a concept generally. The kind of background of it is, it's a little bit of a time capsule at this point, because it's kind of my live set from 2020. And so most of the tracks, I think about three quarters of the tracks are actually just sort of live recordings out of the gear, my synthesizers and stuff, stuff that I was doing on stage in 2020. And I mean, the other thing about it is like the album's dedicated to Reuben Winter. Mm-hmm. It was recorded sort of, most of it sort of in the aftermath of Reuben dying, and a lot of it is very, I mean, the main thing I feel is just I wish he could have heard it, because I think he would have really been into it. And yeah, it's just like that's sort of a bit of a shadow over everything. It's sort of recorded in the aftermath of him dying. Yeah,
I think that's a really I think that's a really important context to reflect on as well, because we think a lot at the moment in the community about the influence Reuben's had on everybody's music making, and particularly in the last couple of years, I think we've really seen really deliberate ways people have been engaging with Reuben's influence as a musician and as a friend in the community, and I think it's really lovely to hear how that's been part of this process for you, Pat.
Yeah, I mean, Reuben was such a special person, and you know, like I'm a lot older than him, but he was still someone who I really looked up to so much and admired everything he did. And yeah, he was also just an incredibly supportive person and such a kind of keystone of the community. So yeah, it's something that I'm still processing for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's a really beautiful record for, I think, other people to use as a space for processing some big feelings like that as well. You've got some really lovely gear to jump into that you've been sort of working on. What were some of your main, I guess, pieces you were tutuing away with when you were creating this album?
This record came out of like quite a revolutionary sort of change in how I work. Like in early 2020, I bought an Octatrack, which is sort of like a really legendary piece of equipment. It's a sampler, but it's just like extremely crazy design that allows you to kind of grab audio and manipulate it in real time in this really performative way.
Cool.
So a lot of the sounds and like the kind of musical ideas come out of this, like a lot of the weird kind of looping echo stuff that goes on is kind of coming out of just like the weird things that the Octatrack can do. Most of it is sort of like sounds that are generated on the synthesizer that I built about 12 years ago, a modular synthesizer, recorded into the Octatrack and then kind of like messed with from there.
Oh, that's awesome. It must be quite fun when you get a new piece of kit trying to explore the possibilities of it. You must come up with some, you know, happy accidents or some exciting, strange sounds that maybe you weren't anticipating. Like when you know a piece of gear quite well and you sort of know what you can make it do. Do you enjoy the freedom that a new piece of kit brings?
Yeah, I do. I think it sort of reminds me of when you start a new band and there's this kind of sense of like, this could be anything, like it's so wide open. And you do kind of stumble into things, and just the excitement of like, especially something like the Octatrack, which is just, it's just a very singular, amazing piece of design where you just constantly like, wow, I can't believe this thing can do this. but I think also it's important to resist the temptation to buy new stuff, just because there's a real benefit to settling on a kind of musical system and really getting to know it right down to the bottom. Because something I really like is being in a place where I can have an idea pop into my head and like really without a lot of roadblocks, being able to go from that idea, from that thought to, you know, realizing it in sound. There's something that's really, I mean, I like to be productive, and so to be able to do that is really important as well.
Yeah, totally. I want to know a wee bit about the video for Crush on Ice, because I really enjoy the visual world of this. How did this come together, and how would you describe it for folks who maybe haven't seen it yet?
Well, it's just crystals in space. it's a pretty simple concept. My friend Gemma Syme from Christchurch just sent me a video she found on YouTube, which is just like some old, like an 80s VHS, I guess, kind of documentary about crystals, that's sort of like very new agey aesthetic with a lot of sort of rotating crystals on a starry background. And she was just like, I think you're going to like this. And actually, there's kind of a precedent for using that aesthetic because I had an album that came out in 2011 called Supreme Commander that the cover art for that was a collage made by Clementine from Purple Pilgrims, mm-hmm. which was basically the same idea. So yeah, I just kind of cut together the most fun bits of that videotape.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It's so great. It is. I love the new age sort of esoteria vibes coming out of that in a big way.
I think it's my favorite video that I've made.
That's awesome. If people haven't seen that yet, I would recommend you head over to either your YouTube channel, if you want to go direct to Krauss, or obviously Under the Radar's, you know, great place for all the links. You've been working on something sort of parallel to this project for the Wellington Regional Aquatic Centre. Tell us a wee bit about this float tank experience that you've been making some sounds for.
Yeah, I was commissioned by Pyramid Club in Wellington to make an hour of music for float tanks. They kind of partnered with a company down there called Floatwell, which is a float tank centre. And so I've been working on that, and the launch of it is this weekend. There's a couple of things happening. I'm not going to be able to make it down there myself, but Pyramid Club's organized a show at the Kilburnie swimming pool.
That's so good.
And my friend and one of my oldest friends and a longtime musical collaborator, Duckling Monster, is going to take the sounds that I've made and sort of remix and incorporate her own sounds. But the way they're going to do it is they have an underwater speaker that they borrowed from a synchronized swimmer. And so the idea is that you have to snorkel under the water to hear the music.
That is so cool. How late is it for me to get a flight to Wellington this weekend? That sounds amazing. Wow.
I'd really like to try to do something similar up here if possible.
Oh, please do.
Also the other thing is... there's discounted floats available, kind of courtesy of Pyramid Club. So
awesome.
People in Wellington like book a float with the discount code Krauss, they can get a discount for the next few weeks.
Is a float tank, Krauss, for people who don't know?
Okay, so it's kind of like a big white pod that you get into that's half filled with water. And the water has got like 500 kilograms of Epsom salts dissolved in it. So you're extremely buoyant.
Right.
And so you get in there and close the lid and you can turn the lights off if you want. And the idea is it's like sensory deprivation and you kind of, you can have music and you basically, it's like I've done a few now as part of research for this project and it's just like unbelievably relaxing.
Oh, nice.
And really good pain relief for people who deal with pain. I was a little bit skeptical about it, about whether it be, you know, what the experience would be like, but I'm really totally a convert now. I'm
awesome.
Definitely really into it. Yeah.
That is so cool. So that's what you've been curating the sounds for, is that experience, is that right?
I basically created a new album of music, a full hour, that's available. If you go to Floatwell, you can request to have that music in the tank.
Hell yeah. Tell your Pornicky mates about that. That sounds incredible. Thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. It's always a pleasure, Krauss, to have you on the show. Fire, Water, Air Krauss is out now on Bandcamp and on vinyl as well. I'm sure all your local record stores will be getting a copy of that. Thank you for playing with us. Have you got any shows up in Tāmaki anytime soon?
I'm having to have a little bit of a break for health reasons, but I actually have a another album that just came out called Chronic Illness that came out last week as well, so there's plenty of my music around at the moment if people want to check it out.
Yeah. Excellent. Hey, thanks so much, Pat. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Rachel. See ya.